This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Good evening. It's Saturday, October 21st. I'm Sean Rice with your top stories on KRDO News Radio. An evacuation order has been lifted for residents near Gymkhana Road, according to the El Paso County Sheriff's Office. They say fire units conducted a mop-up at the fire on Saturday morning that began around 11:59 a.m. The Falcon Fire Department, Peyton Fire, Cimarron Hills Fire Department, and Ellicott Fire worked to put out this fire on Saturday morning. No further information has been released at this time. The 4th Judicial District Attorney's Office says a March shooting by a Colorado Springs police officer was justified. The DA's office announced this week that Officer Pierre Gutierrez had justification to shoot and wound Jose Aponte on March 15th. Investigators say police officers found Aponte hiding in a crawl space of a home but refused orders to show his hands. Officer Gutierrez reportedly shot and wounded Aponte when he raised a metal object towards the officers. The object turned out to be a flashlight. The DA's office says Gutierrez was justified because the metal object posed an immediate threat after officers exhausted all attempts to end the situation without using lethal force. The Manitou Springs Police Department is asking for help locating a missing Louisiana man. Investigators say they found an abandoned vehicle in the city on Wednesday. They believe the vehicle belongs to 23-year-old Corbin DeBott of Slidell, Louisiana. He was reported missing on October 10th. Police say DeBott was last seen walking on Pawnee Avenue heading towards Red Mountain. Anyone who sees DeBott is asked to call 911. Colorado Springs police have recovered thousands of dollars in merchandise stolen from local King Soopers and Albertson/Safeway stores. The police department says officers executed a search warrant at a home on Solar Glen Drive on Wednesday. The warrant was issued as part of an investigation into what police are calling a fencing operation located in the home. Officers were able to recover goods with more than $13,000 during the search. The police department declined to release additional details about the investigation, citing an ongoing operation. The son of the mayor of Pueblo is taking a plea deal. Douglas Gratisar pleaded guilty on Thursday to misdemeanor theft and felony criminal mischief for two separate incidents. Gratisar reportedly took more than $18,000 from a couple for legal work he never returned and destroyed the house he shared with his partner. Now he's ordered to pay the victims a total of over $24,000 in restitution. The leader of the Colorado Springs Fire Department is being recognized as Colorado's Fire Chief of the Year. Randy Royal was picked for the award by the Colorado Division of Fire Prevention and Control and the Colorado State Fire Chiefs during an event held this week in Keystone. Royal has been a member of the Colorado Springs Fire Department since 1987. He served as fire chief in the city since 2021. For more headlines, head on over to KRDO.com. I'm Sean Rice. Have a great Saturday.
Few clouds linger across the region as we head overnight tonight. That does allow temperatures to get to the low to mid 40s for your Sunday, 77. The anticipated high in the Springs, 80 in Pueblo. We are hot, we are dry, and we are sunny. High pressure continues to dominate. By Tuesday, our pattern begins to fall apart. By Friday, we're talking teens and 20s overnight. From the Storm Trekker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Joe Rook.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.